Marty Lurie here on Memories of the Game with Joe Pignatano. Joe, baseball stories. This game's been around 125 years, and what makes it live on are the stories of the game. You were born in Brooklyn, and you signed with the Brooklyn Dodgers. I don't know if there's a better story than that.
It was great for 1 year anyway, and then we... You know, the rumors were all that whole year that we were going to L.A., and sure enough, we did. And it wasn't too bad either, though. It was. I think O'Malley made a good move. It made him a rich man.
This show won't be played in Brooklyn, so we can say that.
Well, but, I tell you what, they kept blaming O'Malley, but I don't think it was O'Malley's fault. Because I know for a fact that he wanted to keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn. And when they refused the spot that he wanted... That's what made him go. That's what made him go west.
Atlantic Avenue is where he wanted
exactly.
to put the ballpark.
Exactly, right over the Long Island Railroad. Yeah.
But let's talk about signing with the Dodgers. How did it all happen? And Campy is there. Roy Campanella is catching at that point before the accident. Rube Walker is there, and here you are. How does it all happen when you sign with the Brooklyn Dodgers?
I got out of high school, and. I never went on to college, and my coach at high school, always he knew I wanted to be a baseball player. So he wrote the Dodgers, and probably was about a week that I was out of school that I got a letter from the Brooklyn Dodgers for go for a tryout in Ebbets Field. So naturally, I called him and says, I'll be there. And I packed up my bag and went there, and every day, there must have been about 80 of us. And every day, the numbers went down, down, down. Now I was there Friday. It was the last day, and I was still there. And I said, well, I don't know. But when I left Friday, they asked for my home address, my telephone number. And sure enough, about 10 days later, one of the scouts came to my house, and I signed a minor league contract.
Not many people understand the excitement of playing in Ebbets Field and being there. Give us your view of it and take us around the ballpark a little bit. I just ran into Ernie Lavagetto recently, Cookie Lavagetto's son. We talked about it, but tell me about Ebbets Field.
Well, I mean, you talk about Cookie. Cookie and I became good friends, but Ebbets Field was quaint. It was beautiful. I mean, it was a fan's ballpark. You went around. That park was... It was the home... of us, and they were like all our friends, the fans. I mean, they just loved us. And being from Brooklyn, I was a Yankee fan, you know, but I became a Brooklyn Dodger fan because I was playing with them. I mean, you know, I was a fan of the club I was playing with. But ironically, I get to play my first game in Ebbets Field, my first at bat. I get a base hit in Ebbets Field, and I was the last catcher in Ebbets Field. And that ballpark, to me, was the greatest in the world because it was my home and it was my start.
Joe Pignatano, our guest on Memories of the Game. I enjoy talking to you about it. Some of the players you played with. I used to go to the game and I used to love to watch Farrillo in batting practice in the outfield just throw the ball in.
Oh, I tell you what. I saw just a few people that had an arm as good as he did. I mean, he was fantastic. And Carl... You know, Carl, me being a rookie and, you know, all the other young kids, you know, he grabbed us all. You know, he was the grandfather of us all. And he loved to he used to play Pepper. But Carl didn't play Pepper. Carl took batting practice while we were playing Pepper. And he used to get us there, and we were black and blue. And Carl, we got to stay. Get over there and be quiet. Just catch the ball. And this is the way he treated us. But Carl was good people.
You got to catch behind Roy Campanella in 57, of course, before the accident, that winter that Roy has. What about Campy, meeting him? What was that like?
Campy was a great man, and he was a great student of the game and helped all us kids. He did. He helped all those kids, and it was great. I mean, that whole ball club, Gil. Gil was the best human being I ever met. He was a super guy. And that whole ball club, Gilliam, Pee-wee. Pee-wee was another guy. Pee-wee was a father figure. I mean, he was the glue that kept that ball club together. He was. And he just go right, Snyder. I mean, the whole ball club, it was just great. And Rube, I used to stand next to Rube. Rube had the funniest line. And he said, what are you going to do today, Rube? He says, I'm going to go down there at the end of the line and sit down and watch a big league club play.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Mets. And going to the Mets in 1962, their first year, you do come over there. Casey Stengel's the manager, a lot of veterans on that team. Tell me a little about your Met experience.
Well, I tell you, I left here. She had gotten here in San Francisco We were here 2 weeks, and we went on a 30-day road trip. So we had friends in L.A., so she took off with the two boys and went to L.A. We went east. So our first stop was Philadelphia. Well, the second day in Philadelphia, I get traded to the Mets. Now I got to call her and tell her to get back home. There's nobody at home, so I go straight out to the park at the Polo Grounds. I sit in the Polo Grounds in the clubhouse, and finally the clubhouse man came, and I introduced myself, and he gave me a locker, uniform, everything. I got dressed and went outside and just sat by myself. Here come Casey. Casey sat beside me. Casey and I talked for about an hour. Well, I mean, Casey talked for the hour. I just listened. And Jack Lang come by and said, Jack says, "Hey, welcome. He says, glad to see you." And with that, he turns to Casey and he says, "Who's going to catch today?" He says, "Well, that Pignatani guy, if he ever gets here." And I've been talking to him for an hour. I looked at Jack. I says, "This is going to be a hell of a 3 months."
If you had to pick out a moment in baseball, and you have a long career in baseball, going with Gil to the Senators as well, do you have a favorite story, a favorite moment you'd like to share?
Well, I tell you what, the greatest moment for me, you know, I played sparingly, but in 1959, we're playing the Braves for the pennant, with the playoff games. And I come up in the bottom of the 11th inning after Hodges. We had two out. Hodges walked, and I singled. And then Ferrello singled, and we won the pennant. That was my greatest moment in the big leagues. It even getting a base hit my first time at bat. But that day, my hit helped us get to a World Series.
That's a good baseball memory. I appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks, Joe, so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.